baby.
That helps us.
Treat
helps everybody.
Right. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Beef. The Consumer Price Index for June up 3% over this time last year, and that's a lot better than analysts expected. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
We did have that month-over-month decline. It doesn't mean that prices overall are dropping. It means that the rate of the increase of prices is slowing down.
It could fuel a Fed decision on interest rate cuts. Senior House Democrat tells CBS News they expect many more Democrats to come forward today and tomorrow to urge President Biden to drop his reelection bid. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
There are plenty who are calling for his withdrawal behind the scenes. It reminds me of all the Republicans who've complained about President Trump, but will never say so publicly.
The remnants of Hurricane Beryl washed out roads and forced evacuations in Vermont. Barry Mayor Tom Lawson.
Just take care of each other. Check on your neighbors. I mean, listen, we are all anxious right now. But right now, we're at the mercy of Mother Nature.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about right, the side, the direction, and the affirmation of correctness. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit brought by a conservative group. Sarah Godlewski is agreeing to respond to all future requests. Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned early last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prearranged agreement. Democrats running in local races in battleground states are outpolling President Biden. Democrats like Arizona's Priya Sundaresan say they're counting on those so-called reverse coattails.
Despite how people may feel about the federal government or federal candidates, state legislative candidates are inspiring voters.
Wisconsin's Greta Neubauer says new legislative maps have energized Democratic voters and new candidates who stayed home under gerrymandered maps. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Emergency vehicles and police responded to an incident in Nacoosa yesterday afternoon on the 300 block of Market Street. Police Chief Sean Woods issued a statement that said, yesterday's investigation of one deceased male is complete. There were no other persons involved, and at no time was there any danger to the community. On Facebook, the Nacoosa Cafe posted that they will be closed until further notice and that they will announce on their page when they will reopen. Construction will begin next week on I-39 in Portage County. Governor Evers signed an $11.7 million contract to improve I-39 between Wisconsin 54 and North 2nd Street. Crews will resurface the highway, including the ramps, replace guardrails, and install other safety enhancements on the section of I-39. The project should be completed by November 8th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The Todd Alba Show.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I'm joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And we kick off the 9 o'clock hour like we like to on Thursdays around here with our great friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society. We have Tim with us right now. Tim, thanks for being here. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. We just want to send a big shout out to our friends, Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, your hometown proud family-owned dealership. More on them in a moment, but we encourage you to learn more about them and find out more about them. Buy local, support those that support our community. Tim, how's everything going over at the Humane Society?
Well, we're busy. Put it that way. We just discussed, we've got so many dogs and cats right now. We are like at capacity. Most of these dogs and cattle, especially the dogs, they're over 100, 150 days there.
Wow.
So, and as you have noticed before, tick is now at 372 days.
Hmm.
Over a year in the shelter.
Hmm.
Why, I don't know, but
yeah.
If someone out there wants a nice dog, come and look at Tick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Do yourself a favor, everybody.
Yep.
It's an amazing dog. Tick's an awesome-looking dog. And,
yes.
And everything about it seems great.
Her.
Her.
I
think
her.
That I said her.
Yeah, I know. I made that mistake, too.
She's beautiful. Yeah, and every one of these dogs I am a little bit biased on because I fall in love with every one of them, but Tick has got just a good heart. Met Tick. And, yes. And a good dog. Very good dog.
Brindle.
Yes. Oh, God, that coat. Sucker for that coat. Brindle coat. Is Tick our pet of the week?
Well, I guess we could say that.
Okay.
There you go.
We could have multiple pets. honestly, Tim, you could take up the whole hour if you want, man. Yeah.
Well, and Tick a sponsor. That's
yeah.
The other thing. Tick, there is no fee for Tick.
You okay. Can just even
pick
better.
Pick her up, take her out. And
yeah.
So,
Tim, if you don't mind, I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
We've had a number of dogs that have been featured that are sponsored. To let people know what that is a dog that is already paid for. So you are not paying for the adoption fee for that dog.
Yes.
Have you had some success with those? Because I would hope that you guys have with sponsored animals.
We have.
Good.
Except really for like good. Tick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tick, okay. We had a big promotion a while ago, and Tick was sponsored, and...
That's great.
I sponsor Tick, actually.
I appreciate it. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I thought
that's
so.
Right. Yeah.
And good on you for doing so. It speaks to even I myself that have worked in shelters many years and stuff, I don't know what it's like to go through the day-to-day like you guys do. We see these animals in a show like this. We do once a week. We talk about them. We see them. And I may check out the Humane Society a couple times a week, but I'm not with these animals. I'm not
right.
Breathing the same air as them and experiencing these things like you guys are. And I greatly appreciate the... what it takes on the heart and the mind to do that day to day to day. That is not always the easiest gig. It can be one of the most rewarding jobs of your life with these animals and the love that they give. It can also be it can take a toll. And I
yes.
appreciate that. I appreciate what you guys do with these animals and then sponsoring them like that or something like you did or any of the other members or anybody in community does. It goes above,
right.
It goes farther than we can put into words.
And, right. Other board members have done it. And we have some people that, I know there was one that I sponsored. The people came in and sponsored two more.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow, that's
cool. That was a nice
mm-hmm.
gesture.
And we want to meet you halfway on this stuff. We want to help. You guys are doing so much heavy lifting. We as a community want to help any way we can. That's why we encourage you to look into these dogs, Tick, and any of these other great animals that are over there. But an animal like Tick, just for a second...
Yep.
Nothing but love to give, and there is a perfect fit for that dog out there. Just got to find
yes.
it. Just got to find it.
Got to find it.
Encourage you to reach out, and for anybody out there that thinks that an older dog it can't fit, it can oftentimes be the perfect fit for your home. You're just not looking at it that way. So many are so glued to, especially if you have kids. Oh, I got to have a puppy. I got to have a puppy or a young
right.
dog. All of us kind of love the idea of a kid growing up with a dog and that.
But Tick isn't old. I
no.
think Tick's only a few, 2-3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
what's puzzling. So.
Yeah, and a beautiful dog. Just a,
yes.
a beautiful looking dog.
Brindle is a beautiful, you know,
she's
part of an animal.
Mastiffs. I'm a sucker for
yep.
Mastiffs, too. that's a beautiful dog, Tick. Be sure to look about Tick. And what else do you have for us, Tim?
Well, speaking of the puppies, in addition to everything, we have those 6 puppies in foster that are mm-hmm. coming July 18th, which they will go quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure... that's the one we had talked about where the mom passed.
Yeah.
And we have the 6 wonderful puppies. Plus, we have 40 cats or kittens in foster right now that
Whoa.
Are will be,
wow.
Yes. Plus, all the cages on our floor are full.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of cats. We have a lot of dogs. We had a lot of surrenders.
Mm.
We're just... brimming with animals
yeah.
right now. So if somebody wants a pet, now is perfect time.
Right.
It's a really good time to, especially looking at not only at our Humane Society for that, but even spreading the word about this. There may be somebody out there that isn't hearing this show or isn't on social media or liking one of the pages and seeing some of this. So please spread the word about this information.
So a lot to cover. I'm just going to breeze through things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our new director started last week.
All right, good.
Sarah Hansen began training with me. She's doing very, very well. I think she's going to be a great fit for us, and a lot of exciting ideas she has already. So we want you, everybody, to welcome Sarah. And in fact, today I'm shutting down the shelter at 5. We're going a little early because we have a staff appreciation and welcome for Sarah. So
cool. Oh, very nice.
Right on.
It'll be a nice family event for all of us. Mm-hmm. So hopefully people don't get upset if we're closed an hour early.
Yeah, understandable. But, so
yes.
Please let me know what the animals get Sarah, because it's always interesting to see what the gifts that they get. They are the gift. They are the gift. Congratulations to Sarah and the team. That's awesome to hear. Looking forward to meeting her.
We also have the town of Arpent. Has requested an agreement. I don't know if people know, but we have to have agreements with the municipalities. And there were 10 municipalities in this county that had no agreement to do anything with animals. So,
wow.
Yeah, they, no strays, no pickups, no nothing. So if you live in one of those townships, I'm not going to name them all.
Yeah.
But sometimes we get blamed and say, well, why aren't you doing something? Well, there's state laws that cover this. Mm-hmm. And this you have to contact your local officials in the village or your township and say, well, what are you doing with these animals?
That's a blind spot to me. I did not know that. I have to be honest with everybody. I didn't know that. This was so... I got to look more into that one. I'm a dog with a bone on that one. I'm not letting that go. That's interesting.
I will.
Thank you for sharing.
We can do that next week if you wish.
We'll talk. We'll definitely talk.
Well, I'll let you know a little bit more how all of that works.
Thank you, Tim.
It's kind of complicated.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I appreciate you bringing that up.
But we're welcoming town of Arpent. And
yeah, welcome Arpent.
That will be nice.
Love Arpent, by the way. Great town.
We also we have some needs list on Facebook. Everyone sees that. They support us. So I know you give us our address and Facebook address. And so that'll help. And as always, I watch the clock with you guys. And we're
getting yeah, you're good. You're good.
We're getting close. So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
We are doing pretty well.
Good.
And like I said, with the new director, we have a grant writer, we have a bunch of new things. We're integrating our volunteers a lot. So if you want to volunteer, go online, fill out an application, and you can come and help walk dogs, socialize once you're trained. You can come in the cat room. We have all kinds of shifts available, all kinds of times, lots to do. So let us know.
Yeah, there are plenty of more hands make light work, and it's a great way to put back into your community. Encourage you to do that. Reach out to our friends at the Humane Society. I keep looking at Coop. I keep looking at Coop. Every time you join Coop just is a good-looking dog.
He used to be Bluey the Coop.
That's right, Bluey the Coop.
Now we have Bluey also.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So there is a Bluey.
I thought there was a change.
I love it.
Join our friend Tim. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you guys.
Find out more and reach out to our Humane Society. You can give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. You can also reach them by email, swchs@swchs.com. That's also their website, swchs.com. Be sure to bookmark that. And it's a great follow on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. Great way to keep up to date on everything they're doing over there. And a quick and easy way to spread the word about the things they're doing by sharing their posts and putting them out there. You just never know who might see those. Reach out to them and call ahead and stop by if you have some supplies or something. Yeah, Tim?
Just so you people are aware, don't get angry, but apparently Facebook or Meta or whoever runs it, they have put us in one of those spam things. So if you try to share us, sometimes it will delete you or block you. We're trying to work with this and find out why, but it says we're spam and there's something wrong with us.
Right.
I think you've heard of this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard this. You're not the first I've heard that. I'm sorry to hear that. But, yeah, they've got to get that worked out. That's on them. Hopefully that will get worked out. But do spread the word on these things. And
thanks,
especially word of mouth is always goes farther than anything else.
Yes.
So when you're talking to your friends and neighbors, make sure to spread the word about events and different things that they have going on over there. And when we talk about buying local, we're also talking about adopting local. Wherever you are, your local Humane Society could use you, whether it's volunteering
fostering or adopting one of these great furry friends. Visit our friends at SWCHS.com. And a big, big thank you to Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, your hometown proud family-owned dealership. Need to upgrade your current ride or find a safe vehicle for your new driver? They are here for you. Full service from test drive to financing and repairs. They love this community and our area residents. And they prove it all the time by sponsoring things like this. We appreciate our friends over there. Tim, we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
We'll have a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Melissa Kay, talk a little bit of local theater. Seth and James taking it through your morning at WFHR.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to businesses like Johnson's & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Thanks to businesses like these, we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host James, joined by Seth, and we are joined by really the smart one and the talented one in the family. We have Melissa Kay joining us on the phone right now. Mel, thanks for joining us.
Oh, stop trying to butter me up. I could totally hear you guys during that whole last break there.
Yeah.
So now I know how you really feel about me.
I would like to apologize to Melissa. Now I'd like to publicly apologize.
That was good. That was good. Mel
had the day off, and she still wanted to come in today because she was so excited about Newsies Junior. You got to preview this last night.
Oh, my goodness. I ambushed you guys last night and said, no, I know you guys have the morning show today, and it's not my day. I'm not allowed. But, however, I need to crash in on your morning show because I did. I got a preview of Newsies Junior last night, and you guys, I was blown away.
Mm, awesome.
There is so much excitement and energy coming off of that stage and from those kids. It is so well choreographed in the short amount of time that they have put this together. The two leads that they have playing Jack Kelly and Catherine, these young people are going places.
Nice.
I only had time to stay until the end of the first act, and you guys, he brought me to tears.
Oh wow!
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
I only got to hear the first song from the young lady who's playing Catherine, but her voice. Wow! Okay. Wow! Nice.
I have to say, Gretchen and I had a meeting, and it was right after the casting was done, and she was just raving about these two, and how I believe this is their last show, last kids show they'll be able to do, and how she was going to miss them and everything, but how happy she was to have them a part of this show, and to hear you talk about it, it adds to that, Melissa.
Well, because that's the thing. Of course Gretchen's going to, talk.
Sure.
Great about
yeah, yeah.
Of course she is. We expect that. We expect her to build them up and talk well about them. And not saying that she's not telling the truth, but
you expect it
from her. And same with you, James. You do the same thing. You talk up the kid shows a lot, but until you go and see this, you are not going to understand anything we're saying until you experience it. Because even me, who was going in with high expectations, I was seriously blown away.
That's so great to hear.
That is good to hear.
There are multiple times in the first act that the emotion, the intensity, the goosebumps, just the excitement that these kids have and how well they are doing, it's so impressive.
Nice.
Not only to say that the stage looks beautiful, which you know to expect at WRCT shows, and it was so great. They had their small test audience yesterday, and people were loving it. I cannot speak highly enough about this, and I got to interview a couple of the kids, several of them actually, for the new Community Stories program that I'm working on that will, debut later this month or early August. So I'm excited to hear that too, or for everyone to hear that too, the stories of these young people who are involved in theater and the joy that it brings to their lives. It's just, I'm so excited. I have tickets for Friday, and if you don't already have a ticket for Friday, you're out of luck because they're sold out.
Yes. Yeah. That was the other thing I was going to ask you before we wrapped up, Melissa. Are all the tickets sold out for all the shows? Because I didn't have a chance. Just for Friday. Okay. All right. Well, then
I think there's still tickets available tonight for the 7 o'clock show and Saturday for the 2 o'clock matinee.
Go on to WRCtheater.org to find out. Get those tickets. WRCtheater.org.
Yeah, go now.
Don't wait.
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah,
I had a question for you. Gretchen said she was going to use it. Was there a certain piece of staging that we used in a show that we were a part of earlier? Did Gretchen reuse that?
Yes, she did.
Yes!
So one piece of the glass menagerie is part of the set. And pretty much exactly as it was. It looks great.
Awesome.
Yeah, their set is gorgeous. And the way that they built it with, because there's a lot of kids in this. I think there's close to 60 kids in this production, which is another reason you need to get your tickets, because every single family member of theirs better be at this show.
I don't guilt
people into seeing shows. I try to encourage people, but if you are a family member of these young people and you're missing this show, what is wrong with you? You're going to regret it.
Couldn't agree more.
Awesome.
I back you on this 100%. You, anybody, whether you are a theater person or have seen a lot of theater or anything like that, everybody out there has been around a kid or knows the energy of a child. Now think about harnessing that energy and giving them some direction and giving them something that they're passionate about, that they care about, and that they want to do. So they take that energy into that, and that is kids' theater. That is children's theater. And that is one of the funnest...
And they're not only them, but they're building that energy with each child around them. It's fantastic.
the confidence that they build doing these shows,
yep.
the chemistry that they learn, working with others. It's some of these early lessons that you learn in life that you can take into any field.
Any field.
And you can help support that just by buying a ticket, just by showing up and enjoying yourself. That's all you
and
gotta
having
do.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And these tickets are cheaper than the regular main stage show.
That's right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, too. Get those tickets at WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org. Newsies Jr. opens tonight, everybody. Get those tickets for tonight's show.
Right.
As Melissa said, Friday is sold out, so you can get in either tonight or the 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday.
Yep. I'm going tonight.
Thank
I'm excited.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yeah, always.
I'm sorry I crashed your show.
It crashed anytime, anytime. We appreciate you, Melissa.
I disagree.
We appreciate you.
I have words for you, Seth. And I have a name for us tomorrow. No. Just wait.
You know it's coming. It's
okay,
coming.
All right.
We'll wrap up the week together, the three of us, tomorrow. We'll get the gang together, but looking forward to it. Enjoy the rest of your day, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, guys. Don't work too hard.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
Appreciate her. Best in the best. She is
She's
the best.
She's the best.
WRCtheater.org. Get those tickets and support local, everybody. Everything I was saying before, along with just having a really good time.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. It's a very fun show. Enjoy yourself. And a shout out to those kids.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to touch on just a little bit of entertainment news, Seth. Actually, I got a little bit more than a little here.
But, okay, that's all right.
I did have a couple of things I wanted to get to. Just a follow-up on our story from the other day about Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
That she is, she was very frustrated with her way she was being received stand-up-wise, whether it was ticket sales or the way audiences were taking in her comedy.
Okay.
Now, long story short, Ellen is quitting showbiz. After her final Netflix special airs later this year, during a recent show, she said, quote, "This is the last time you're going to see me. After my Netflix special, I'm done." When a fan asked her if she'd ever voice Dory from Finding Nemo again, she said, quote, "No, I'm going bye-bye, remember?" And she said it very, like, talking down to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of... Ellen has nobody to blame but herself in many ways for this. Mm-hmm. For one, there were few people that before this story broke about her being a jerk boss and all those things and mistreating people and some almost human rights violations, for God's sake.
Right.
She was considered one of the nicest, sweetest people on TV, especially mm-hmm. daytime TV.
Right.
And this happens. Okay, so then you go back out there and you're trying to rebuild your career. People have rebuilt their careers from far worse. So if you are talented enough, if you are funny enough, you'll be able to do this. But what do we say about comedy? This has been a theme. Comedy doesn't age well.
No.
What do the great comedians do? They adapt. They grow.
They evolve, yeah.
Seth and I had a wonderful conversation with Greg Bach, a great comedian,
mm-hmm.
About this, about how the smart comedians, they educate themselves. They don't just stay in a bubble. They learn what's going on with the public. Hey, what do you find funny? What is your topics you care about?
Mm-hmm.
They grow. They evolve. Ellen didn't do that.
No.
Ellen ain't funny anymore. So, yeah, your career is going to shuttle and yep. stop. And if you want to quit showbiz, showbiz quit you. Like, this is what you get. This is not a birthright. I get really tired. As a creative that has been struggling my whole life to get to that break,
right, right.
I find the people that have that and completely, like, just blow it,
mm-hmm.
and it's all their own fault, I it's one of the more frustrating things mm-hmm. to me. You got nobody. She wants to blame the audience, and she's saying this,
that's what,
like,
she's doing. Yes, exactly.
She's, and nah, I'm going away. I'm taking all my millions, and I'm going away.
This is showing exactly... who she really is,
because yes.
and this is what we have been hearing from the people that work for her. This is the way she is, and get passive aggressive, all these kinds of things. Look at, she's showing it right now. She's like, no, I'm quitting showbiz. Yeah.
And
she'll be back. By the way, she's not quitting. She'll come back for something.
God, it's, no.
She's just being
She's
being a child right now is what she's being.
Yeah, but. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and this is not the way. Like, for. We're also, one thing that I don't know if anybody even thinks about this, but one thing as a SAG member, I found out right away, we have a responsibility. Once you become a SAG member, you have, okay, I got to show other actors who aren't here yet how to handle the business,
mm-hmm.
how to not only handle agents and all the behind the scenes stuff, but when you were in the public eye, it is no different than when you work for a company or when you're in high school sports. You are representing your school. You've got certain things that you are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am not supposed to say or do certain things online, some of that. And one of the things that is kind of unsaid but is noted is how do you handle yourself and how you treat the public? Because guess what? We have no career without them. So you might want to treat them right. You mm-hmm. might want to learn a little bit about them. Might want to understand them a little bit better. And not this, what Ellen has done. Mm-hmm. I don't feel sorry one second for her. And I could really, and I feel really bad saying this because back in the day, I was a fan. But
she's an extremely funny person. She's one of the very most funny comedians around. But everything we've been saying, it's the truth, man.
There are arguments out there. Did we do this? Did we break Ellen? No, this is Ellen. This is who she is.
She's showing it right now.
And from that point, I go to Kevin Costner.
Oh, great. It's the dunk fest.
You don't hear me say I was right, you were wrong often or anything. I'm not talking to Seth or the audience. I'm just saying that in general. Ether and everything.
He doesn't.
But I have been on this horse for a long time, and I've been telling you over and over again. Everything I said about Ellen, it's the same damn thing with Costner. It's just more decades he's been doing it and getting away with it. I have never understood why this man continues to get opportunities, why he has won awards or any of this. If you can tell me a role that you can think of that Kevin Costner has done that you could imagine and you couldn't imagine anybody else doing. I really want to hear that part. I really want to hear how you couldn't imagine anybody else doing this particular role. And there's an ego, and there is a way you treat people in the industry, in any industry. And after a while, that stuff adds up, man. And chickens come home to roost.
They do.
And while he is, his career, his legacy is well established, and the day of that really happening is gone, it's finally happening for him. Where his ego and the way he treats people, he's finally feeling. Now, he got that Yellowstone gig, and he got that third or fourth act. The thing that every actor begs for in a career.
Right.
He got it, and what did he do? I admitted at the time that I could be wrong, but I told everybody, if you love this show Yellowstone, take in what you can because it ain't going to last with him. And sure enough, that blows up because of him, because of his ego, and because he wanted them to schedule. He wanted everybody on that show to schedule around his schedule.
Like everybody.
Everybody. We're talking not only the actors and directors,
the whole crew, the best boy,
the editor, the caterer, everybody. When they didn't agree to that, he, like a little baby, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Yep.
And I'm leaving your show. Go ahead and try to do it without me. So he ruins jobs for how many other people?
Yep.
And this isn't the first time he's done this. He's done it on movie sets. He's done it in many other... Draft Day. Go ahead and look at his history with Draft Day and making that movie and how hard that was. So he puts all of his money, all of his effort into this Horizon movie, an American saga, where it's Costner in a cowboy hat again.
Oh, shocking. Going back to the old hits, right? Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not him he didn't try to combine baseball and westerns, to just really lean
baseball
into
of the old west.
So he comes out with this movie. First, he's mad that he can't just release the movie all at once as like a four-hour movie. He doesn't understand why. So he sets it up in two, and he released Horizon, American Saga Part 1, and it bombed horribly. To shock of nobody but him.
Right.
It has been pulled from theaters, and now the second part has been pulled. It's the release date has been pushed back because their first one bombed so bad. Oof. It was supposed to hit theaters on August 16th, but now it's off indefinitely. They haven't even given a date yet, which means it's probably going to go right to streaming.
Yes.
Outside of a movie miracle where all of a sudden everybody goes out to see Horizon because they hate me and they want to make Kevin Costner look good. I don't know. That's all these
guys. I think your audience is that big.
No, it is not. The plan is still to release it in theaters, but Kevin and the other producers are trying to get the first movie more time to catch up with audiences. It hits streaming platforms next week. So what do they think is going to happen within less than a week here? Part 1 Horizon cost about $100 million to make.
Oh, dear.
That's just the first part.
Oh,
the
dear.
Second part was even more expensive.
Oh.
The money, including overseas, including $38 million of Costner's own money.
Oh, wow.
He put into this. So I'll give him that. He did put money into it. But that's because of his ego, because exactly. He believed he'd make that back.
Yes.
The movie made $22
million. Wow.
That's all they made
out
of it.
That's rough.
And if you think that's going to move up, I got a bridge to sell you from San Francisco because that is not going to happen.
No, especially when it hits streaming. Yeah.
And my point of doing both these stories back to back is to show how ego doesn't win.
Hubris.
Hubris does not win.
These are two great examples of hubris right here. Yep.
These were great careers that most any entertainer would beg for.
Exactly.
And they had those careers, and they didn't appreciate them. They didn't appreciate their audiences. They didn't appreciate what they had.
They thought, this is, and you've talked about this before too, they thought they deserved it.
Yes.
they didn't realize that, no, this is not something that's going to last forever. It can be taken away, and it was.
You have to earn certain things every day, and this is one of those jobs. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Go be an accountant. Go be something
exactly.
else. But if you get into this world, there's some things you're supposed to do, and neither of these people have handled it right, and now the chickens are coming home to roost.
Yep.
We will get to our news break. We'll come back with a little more entertainment for you. We're going to talk about Glicked, the next Barbenheimer, they think.
Supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah. We'll see how that goes. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a black man killed during a struggle with security guards in Milwaukee last month say they don't want his case forgotten. Milwaukee is gearing up for next week's Republican National Convention. Devante Mitchell's family says they saw security video of guards punching and kicking him, and he was not armed. It's not clear why Mitchell was at the hotel or why the confrontation started. Donald Trump has a 9-point lead among voters age 50 and older in Wisconsin. That's from a new poll from the AARP. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters are worried about Social Security and unhappy about the economy.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're ready to jump in a lake, you may want to check out the surface first. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be on the lookout for blue-green algae before you swim in any of the state's waters. The algae can grow in any body of water, and we're now entering the peak bloom season of July and August, with the waters at their warmest. Bacteria can have harmful health effects on humans and pets. It looks like little tiny particles, dust or grass clippings floating in the water, or brown, black, or turquoise mats floating to the surface.
Women's Veterans Day happened last month on June 12th. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum in Madison has a special exhibit to honor women veterans called In Her Boots. You'll see over 130 decorated combat boots on display designed by women veterans. There's an evening reception to meet the artists on July 29th from 5 to 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Brewers bounce back.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing 12-2 the other night, the Brewers came back and shut out the Pirates 9-0 thanks to a great pitching performance by rookie right-hander Tobias Myers. Man, home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
1-2 to Adames. In the air, left field, hit well. It is up, it is gone. Just inside the foul pole. Willie Adames with a 3-run home. Extend their lead to 9-0.
Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, the only rookie to do so twice this year. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times. You got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
Myers on the Brewers' defense.
They're amazing every single night. I don't think they get enough credit. I think they're amazing.
That's Tobias Myers. The series wrapping up today. An update tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat and don't miss a beat. Wham Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. Call 715-423-9465 for Wham Incorporated today and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
The 2425 Local in Lubbin at Mini Magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI. And get your books at businesses like Lake Arrowhead Golf, Goodfellas Pizza Pub and Eatery in Nakusa, Ida Sports Bar and Grill, Quality Foods IGA at West Grand and Baker Drive, Savory Steakhouse in Kellner, Sherwood Lodge Bar and Grill in Rome, and Sportsman's Pub and Grill. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It Mini Magazine, available today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Get used to that bumper.
I was going to say, when's the last time you heard that?
Oh.
That dance. Oh, my gosh.
It's been a while. But, man, did I love that soundtrack. I love that movie.
It's Prince, man. How could you not like it?
It's, I'm a big fan, like a lot of people out there, when it comes to the Batman movies and the Dark Knight. To me, I think the Dark Knight is a perfect superhero movie. It's the most perfect superhero movie there's ever been. That first Batman with Tim Burton did with Jack and Michael is my favorite. By the way, did anybody ever hear or find out about what Jack Nicholson did with that movie and how it changed the game for acting?
I don't know if I ever heard that.
They didn't have it in the budget to afford a Jack Nicholson. So what they did was, actually, it was Jack's idea. It wasn't his agent. A lot of people for years thought it was his agent's idea. His agent came out about 5 or 10 years ago and said, no, that was Jack. Jack said, okay, well, if you can't pay me that much, then how about we try this? Why don't you give me a little bit of the percentage of the overall box office numbers? If the movie does well, great. If not, it's on me. It did well.
It did very well. And I'm guessing Jack did very well, too.
To this day, nobody has made more money from a movie as an actor than Jack Nicholson from Batman. Because he took 3% of the overall box office.
Like the gross.
The gross.
And that's something you never hear.
And even with everything in consideration, nobody has still made more money. Margot Robbie came close with Barbie, but that's about it. It's not even.
But
close
that had to make like of billions of dollars. Yeah, I mean, and Batman didn't make that. I mean, it was a lot of money, but not like that. So.
As big as some of these movies are and the attendance they get, I don't think they have the pop culture hit. None of them, including the Avengers Endgame movies and everything, had the pop culture hit that movie had.
Man,
it had it all to itself. There weren't a million other superhero movies or DC trying to go, or Marvel trying to get any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. It was such an interesting moment. I remember that summer like it was yesterday, man. That was an awesome time.
Oh, man. Real quick, man, before we get in, because we're in the entertainment section. Okay. And I have not told James this yet, so this is kind of, he's going to be new to him too. Okay. You said Dark Knight is your favorite. When we do a director's cut on the Dark Knight, and we will at some point.
It's just a matter of time.
The influence of Brandon Lee's Crow on Joker.
Yeah.
Put that in your back pocket.
Oh, I can't wait to get into that. Oh, that's great.
I'm glad you brought up Director's Cut. Nice. Yeah. And I did want to send a shout out to Jane and Greg from Matinair On Air. You can catch them right after our show, 10 to noon, every Monday through Friday. It's some of the more funny, insightful radio you will ever hear from two wonderful personalities and wonderful minds. And we started something here at WFHR, the Civic Series, where on Director's Cut for the next couple of episodes, we're going to be interviewing our teams, not only the voices of civic media, but our own personal team here. Mm-hmm. We started off, we want to start off with a banger, and we did. Jane and Greg joined us on Monday after their show, and we had a great conversation with them. I did my homework on those guys, and I even learned some stuff.
Good stuff, yeah.
It was really cool, especially hearing about Jane and her dad, and that their relationship and how that affected her comedy. And the interesting tie-in with that and our old ownership, I would say.
That very weird, but it works. It works out.
That episode will premiere this Sunday on our Sunday lineup. And thank you so much for supporting that lineup. We've gotten such amazing feedback on that Sunday lineup.
Good.
And the afternoon lineup. You guys have been enjoying that. We really appreciate you for that. Thank you for that, everybody.
And stay tuned. Melissa's working real hard on community stories. So we're going to, very soon, you'll be hearing from her. And that's great, too.
Cannot wait.
Yep.
In the meantime, enjoy our replays of Unlabeled and Director and Seth Faces the Music. Mm-hmm. We've been having a lot of fun with those. I did want to also, as long as we're talking programming here,
we'll
get this in now. It's an Ernie Banks special today, everybody. Let's play two. The Woo. Rafters. I've got a doubleheader going on. Part one will kick up at 11:50, part one.
Well, sure, why not? Yeah, talking to
game one will be at 11:50 today. That'll be opening pitch. Looking at, we got Wausau in town, so it's not just a doubleheader. It's an important.
It's the
one.
Rivals who, and Wausau is having a heck of a season. So this is a way to gain a little ground.
I'm looking to go 2-0, of course. But if we can go 1-1 in this, that's a win.
That is still a win.
Because it's all or nothing right now. Mm-hmm. We need this if we want to continue our season and get into the playoffs. They got to get first place.
They got to get a little bit better. Yeah.
And they got to get worse. Yeah. And I think they can. I genuinely think they can.
They have the offense. I will give them that. They have the offense, and their pitching has been kind of the weak link here. I do have to say, because we weren't able to do playmakers on Monday, I did wanted to mention something. I went to the game on Saturday, last Saturday night, and when Max McGuire hit a grand slam, not only was it an awesome moment, anytime a player hits a grand slam, he comes back to home plate. And he's got the three runners that scored ahead of him are waiting for him to congratulate him. He did the Bash Brother forearm thing with all of them. And I was like, Max, you are awesome. That is so cool. I know it's something his dad made famous, the Jose Canseco and stuff like that. But it was like, oh, that was a great moment. Oh, it was so cool.
Man, is that cool. I didn't know that. That is so awesome. Good on the kid for doing that. That's smart. And it's knowing the audience, too.
Absolutely.
Imagine how great it must feel to hit a grand slam at any point in your life. And you have the thought to make it about the audience, too, and give them something.
Absolutely.
That's pretty good. I cannot wait to
see
what
they. It was a thrill, yeah.
I'm backing that kid no matter what.
Yep.
I'm rooting for him. Follow your Rafters as they have a great season. They're going to have a great season no matter what. And we've been enjoying the season. They got some special stuff coming up in the ballpark tonight. Not only this doubleheader is going on, but they've got a couple of fun things going along with that. Programming-wise, I do want to mention that we have Midday Magazine that we play from 5 to 6.
Four to five
for you. If that game one goes long, we will be playing Midday Magazine in place of
Seth Faces the Music today. Yeah. It all depends on when the game ends. So yeah.
If everything ends on time or like it could and everything, then we'll have our normal stuff. And the game two will kick off at 6:20.
Yep.
Also, it's Current Technologies. I'm sorry. I got mixed up there. Their promo for tonight is a great one. They've got Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau there tonight. A shout out to Meredith and the gang. Sports Commission Night going on tonight.
Nice.
Come out to Winterfield and see all your area sports organizations from youth to adult clubs all coming together. Mm-hmm. It's also Mid-State Free Tuition Night. Keep that in mind.
Yep.
Enjoy your time at Winterfield tonight, everybody. And Friday on Playmakers, we're going to take some time talking about Mo Hill as we gear up as your tailgate to the game on Friday night, where Mo Hill's jersey number 24 is going to be retired at Winterfield.
Mo Hill will be here in town to be part of the festivities. That's really cool.
Get your tickets and find out more at northwoodsleague.com. So Barbenheimer is, last year.
Yeah.
Hollywood loves to do, they love to parody and they love to, how do we do that again?
Right, yeah.
So they're going to try. And they're going to try on Friday, November 22nd with Glicked. That's Gladiator 2 and Wicked hitting theaters at the same time. Quote, it would be amazing because I think the films could be more polar opposite. It couldn't be more polar opposites, and it worked in that context previously. So fingers crossed.
Brother.
Whether it does this or not, I don't know, but it's not going to hit the lengths of Barbenheimer, and it may not happen at all, in part because studios are trying to make it happen. You can't force these things.
They always take the wrong conclusions. They always do that. Man, you think all these years, it's been a 100-year industry, they would have known by now. They'd have figured it out. No, they haven't. They haven't figured it out.
It's really disappointing, too, because we're nowhere without audiences. And if they don't learn to respect and appreciate audiences, we're still struggling to get people to go to movie theaters.
Yeah.
Like, this kind of stuff doesn't help. What's one of the ways? Almost every audience is teenagers. They mm-hmm. are, if you tell them to do something, they're probably going to do the opposite. in doing this, you're not helping these moviegoers, these actors that worked on this, mm-hmm. any of the above. It doesn't add up, doesn't make sense.
Right.
I look forward to seeing how this happens, and I actually kind of hope to be wrong.
Yeah.
I would like this to work out, because I think it's kind of cool when it happens, but I don't know. I will say I watched the first trailer for Gladiator 2 yesterday. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, man. I wasn't that impressed with the first Gladiator. I didn't think it was that great. I thought it was overacted and a little overdone. Ridley Scott got it right with this one. He has got a great cast. Paul Mescal mm-hmm. is a great actor. But you got Denzel in Rome, basically. Mm-hmm. It's Denzel, man. And you give me Ridley Scott and Denzel, I'm there all you go. In. Let alone Pedro Pascal is in it. Like, it looks good.
Not bad.
We'll be back with more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to businesses like Johnson's and Sons Chrysler Jeep. Thanks to businesses like these, we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Nepinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
Can't turn down the Velvet Fog. Gotta love that song.
Go and stay. Go and stay. He's actually saying that.
It's really a line. And he pulled it off,
too. I love it.
Seth and James take it to the top of the hour. Remember, Matt and Air on Air coming up from 10 to noon. Be sure to stick around for that. A little later, the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Going to be a great one for you. Be sure to join Maggie as she is just on a roll. She is hot and she is on a roll, and it is awesome. And then, of course, Midday Magazine. I'm sorry, Rafter Baseball.
Rafter Baseball.
Rafter Baseball is going to interrupt some of this. Yeah. Yes, that's right. I apologize. I just told you that in the last segment. Don't expect me to remember things from segment to segment.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't, please. I mean, come on.
Sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. Rafter Baseball today, 11:50. Our first game starts off against Wausau, 6:20, our next one. We will have Midday Magazine in between there as long as game one ends on good time. Mm-hmm. And boy, we got a great midday for you today. In part one, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Let's talk a little newsies.
Yeah, we're going to talk Gretchen Powers, Sue Becker. We'll maybe have Rose Paul with us. We're going to see who shows. I know Gretchen will be here because I just saw her.
Yeah, she is here literally right
but
now.
But we'll be talking with them and talking about Newsies Junior and WRCT as a whole. We're really looking forward to that. Disney's Newsies Junior coming premiering tonight. Everybody get your tickets for these shows, wrctheater.org. In part two, great interview set up where we're going to speak with our good friend Matt Lippert. He's going to be joining us, and we always have a great conversation with Matt. Looking forward to it. Going to be a good one. And Seth, we had some other things we wanted to talk about. We'll dive into some local news and notes. Today is the final day for the free meals for kids, the one that is available over at Lincoln. I should say the breakfast that is available.
The breakfast
over
is
at
done now. Yep,
That is all done. But I did want to take a note and thank everybody that worked on that and helped that happen. Now lunches are still going on until August. You have until August 16th to still get free lunches, and these are available to any kid under the age of 18 over at Mead Park near the splash pad, 14th Avenue, and that is going from 11:30 to 12:30 until August 16th, and then over at Winter Park near the shelter outside the Aquatic Center. That is going on until August 16th, 11:30 to 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to them.
Yes.
Seth, you got some stuff, too.
Well, we've got the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market going on as we speak every Thursday and Saturday, 8 to 2, down on 1st Avenue South at 220. It's actually the whole street there. You know where it is, everyone. Area. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
And they're on Thursdays, like I said, and Saturdays. Make sure you head on down there, get some fresh produce, some baked goods, lots of great foods, egg rolls, everybody. Egg rolls, delicious egg rolls down there. So head on down there, too. And while you're down there, actually, James, there's something going on the other side of the river.
Yes, there is. Lunch by the river. Every Thursday, 11:30 to 1. Today's co-sponsors, Paper City Savings, and a shout-out to them. Bob Allen going to be down there.
Nice.
Got to get Bob on Director's Cut. Yes. I'd like to get him on. He's great.
Get hold of him, yeah.
We appreciate the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and all the work they do, all these great vendors and food people that come on down. Be sure to support local. One of the best ways you can, Lunch by the River. There's so many things going on for you. Enjoy Thursdays all summer long. Lunch by the River or Veterans Memorial Park.
Yep.
And check out today's event.
And you may talk about this a little bit with WRCT, but next week is when the kids are doing midsummerish at Lunch by the River. And we'll be talking about that next week, too, because I have personal stake in it, got to say.
I'd like to have somebody even down there, maybe, and have them call in or something.
That'd be cool.
We'll work that out. Yeah. We'll figure that out. I did want to shout out our friend Stephanie in the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They have a new exhibit, Authentic Native American Art and Culture, that opens tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. This is a free event. It's open to the public. Refreshments will be available. Bring your friends. Opening night to meet the artists and view artwork. The artwork may be traditional, contemporary, or combination. And all of this is a great way. That also on display is the history of the Skunk Hill and Powers Bluffs, including paintings of Native American marker trees from CWCC's Lilith Smith collection. The Authentic Native American Art Culture exhibit can be viewed July 11th through August 22nd over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Enjoy, everybody. That's going to be a good one.
It's very good.
Seth, we wanted to note something else.
Yeah, a reminder that we are collecting books now for the book sale this fall at the Moravian Church. We have the book bin open in the parking lot there through September 15th, everyone. So when you're done with all your summer reading, bring those books on over and we'll share them with other people. Remember, all of the proceeds go to scholarships for Mid-State. Mm. We want to remind everyone that is where the money goes for this. So
it's a great one.
Through September 15th, bring your books to the Moravian Church.
Couple of good stories of the day to wrap up. A 78-year-old man in Massachusetts named Tony Palladino is trying to track down the woman who saved his life at a Rolling Stone concert a few weeks ago.
Whoa.
She saw him collapse at the start of the show on May 30th and climbed over several rows of seats to give him CPR, fittingly to the song Start Me Up.
Oh, but
you couldn't plan that part. You couldn't plan that more.
I should laugh, but oh my gosh.
He ended up having a double bypass, and he's doing great now.
Oh, good.
So
good.
You can laugh. You can smile. Yep. He doesn't know the woman's name, but wants to thank her and give her a very big hug. There's going to be a follow-up to that story.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I was like, oh, it was Mick Jagger. No, I'm
right.
He's the one that had the heart attack.
I think Robin used to do that joke when the Stones went on like their Steel Wheels tour or something like that.
And they're still doing
it. Start Me Up. And he's got the paddles. A 24-year-old guy in Florida named Cade Wessel married his high school sweetheart 6 years after predicting it would happen in his yearbook.
Oh,
they've known each other since sixth grade, but only started dating senior year. Quote, the quote he chose to run under his senior picture was, $20, I marry Sarah Dill. He flashed a $20 bill as he walked down the aisle this spring.
Wait. $20 from who, though? That's the thing. He didn't actually make a bet.
I don't think he actually weighed.
No, I guess he paid himself.
But well done. Well played.
That was good. Yep.
Nicely done. And it hits my romantic heart. That's a good one. Great show today, Sam.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man.
Thank you to Melissa and to Johnson and our friends over at South County Maine Society, Tim and everybody for joining us. Good show.